Unit 17. Business Strategy. Preparing. Read the following presentation about shadowing and try to understand its importance in interpreter training and know how to shadow the speaker. Then complete the following task. 1. Listen to the recording in Chinese and start to shadow the speaker. You should repeat every word you hear, and meanwhile try to anticipate where each sentence is going. 2. Listen to the recording in English and start to shadow the speaker. You should repeat every word you hear, and meanwhile try to anticipate where each sentence is going. 3. Listen to the two recordings again and start to shadow the speaker. While shadowing, try to write down some figures, as many as possible, starting from 100 and going upwards or backwards.
一，我认为我们的首要目的是在我们欧洲市场，主要是在意大利和西班牙的优异表现的基础上开拓发展。我们在继续发展之前，应该把这些成功推广开去。我们不应该遗忘中国市场，必须要承认，目前我们在中国市场的表现有很多不如人意的地方。但是有迹象表明，中国市场在发生变化，而且我们也从过去的失误中学到了教训。总体来说，我认为在接下来的十年，我们主要还是应该关注欧洲市场，但是我们也应该把更多精力放在中国市场的拓展上。
2. On a foundation of seeking a win-win situation for both GM and its Chinese partner, we developed a strategic roadmap comprised of 5 principles. These 5 principles govern all we do in China. First, we are committed to investing in China for the long term. Second, that commitment means we will bring state-of-the-art technology to China and establish transfer and training programs to keep the technology current. Third, GM China fosters local management, talent and know-how. Fourth, we will develop both complete vehicles and components in China. Fifth, GM will help to integrate China into the world market. Action speaks louder than words, and we are doing more in China in the future than we ever have.
Performing. Listen to the recording of text A. Try to catch the main ideas of the speech. Note down the key points while you're listening. Then tell the main ideas of the speech with the help of your notes. Text A.
我今天的目的是要给大家介绍一下我们公司在下个十年的战略发展。更确切地说，是要向大家介绍我们在中国的最新发展计划。首先，我要简单地介绍我们目前在中国的营销策略，然后我来介绍一下我们在市场占有率方面的情况。之后我会谈谈在未来的21世纪我们进一步发展的可能性。最后我将以一些建议结尾。现在请看一下图表 B， 上面是我们在最近十年的销售额和税前利润。大家可以注意到，销售额上升了，但我们的同期利润没有相应的增加。我们有哪些选择？从目前的情况看，我们会走向何方？我认为我们的首要目标是我们的欧洲市场，主要是在意大利和西班牙的优异表现的基础上开拓发展。我们在继续发展之前，应该尽快把这些成功经验推广开去。我们不应该遗忘中国市场，必须要承认，目前我们在中国市场的表现有很多不如人意的地方，但是有迹象表明中国市场在发生变化，而且我们也从过去的失误中学到了教训。从总体来说，我认为在接下来的十年，我们会从关注欧洲市场中获利，但是我们也应该把所有精力都放在中国市场的拓展上。
Listen to the recording of text A again. Try to catch more details and improve your notes. Then retell the speech in your own words with the help of your notes.
Listen to the recording of text A, paragraph by paragraph. Take notes when necessary and interpret during the pauses.
Listen to the recording of text B. Take notes when necessary and interpret the text with the aid of your notes. Text B.
Mr. Li, can you introduce us to the strategy of China Southern Airlines in the new century?
非常荣幸有机会介绍南航的远景规划和使命。
For long-term and short-term development, does China Southern Airlines have different strategic objectives, respectively?
是这样的，近期也就是两年内，我们要全面完成南航的联合重组工作，进一步建立并巩固南航国内市场领导者的地位，十年内把南航建设成为亚洲前五位的航空公司之一，在利润和规模上成为行业领先的企业。
To realize the strategic objectives of your company, can you introduce the focus of your work and the core of your strategy?
南航将会把管理层的工作重心和投资重点放在客运和货运业务上。在五年内，南航需要优化业务组合，跨地区的客运业务是实现我们战略目标的关键。
Can you tell us specifically what procedures you will take to realize your strategic objectives?
虽然南航目前仍需对其国内短程航线和国际远程航线进行贴补，但运力和机队的调整，加上强有力的销售配合，将会推动该业务未来的增长。
Cargo is definitely an important component of your business. Can you also introduce this to us briefly?
货运业务为南航的发展提供了增长空间，但实现货运业务的盈利，我们关键是要提高我们的市场认可度。针对这些问题的战略及战术，我们将在最终报告中做进一步介绍。
Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text B and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording.
Mr. Li, can you introduce us to the strategy of China Southern Airlines in the new century?
李先生，能介绍一下在新世纪南航的战略发展吗？
非常荣幸有机会介绍南航的远景规划和使命。
It's a great pleasure for me to be here and introduce to you the long-term strategy of China Southern Airlines.
For long-term and short-term development, does China Southern Airlines have different strategic objectives, respectively?
对于近期和远期发展，南航有相应不同的战略目标吗？
是这样的，近期也就是两年内，我们要全面完成南航的联合重组工作，进一步建立并巩固南航国内市场领导者的地位，十年内把南航建设成为亚洲前五位的航空公司之一，在利润和规模上成为行业领先的企业。
Yes, we have long-term and short-term strategies. As for short-term strategy, that in the coming 2 years, we will finish the merging and restructuring process of our company. We will secure our position as a leading airline in China by then.In 10 years, we aim to become top airline in Asia and a leading enterprise in terms of profit and size in this industry.
To realize the strategic objectives of your company, can you introduce the focus of your work and the core of your strategy?
要实现公司的发展战略，您能介绍一下南航的工作重心和战略重点吗？
南航将会把管理层的工作重心和投资重点放在客运和货运业务上，在五年内，南航需要优化业务组合，跨地区的客运业务是实现我们战略目标的关键。
Yes, the main attention of the administration will be put on passenger and cargo business. In 5 years, we will streamline our business. Cross-regional passenger business is key to realize our goal.
Can tell us specifically what procedures you will take to realize your strategic objectives.
那在客运方面，你们有什么具体步骤来实现战略发展目标呢？
虽然南航目前仍需对其国内短程航线和国际远程航线进行贴补，但运力和机队的调整，加上强有力的销售配合，将会推动该业务未来的增长。
We still need to provide subsidy to short-distance domestic and long-distance international flights, but adjustment of the capacity and airplanes, coupled with effective promotions, will stimulate our business in these sections in the future.
Cargo is definitely an important component of your business. Can you also introduce this to us briefly?
货运业务也是南航的重要组成部分，在这方面能简单介绍一下吗？
货运业务为南航的发展提供了增长空间，但实现货运业务的盈利，我们关键是要提高我们的市场认可度。针对这些问题的战略及战术，我们将在最终报告中做进一步介绍。
Cargo business provides great potential for our growth. To realize the profitability of our cargo business, it is important to improve our market recognition. For more information about our strategy and tactics,Please refer to our final reports.
Packaging. Work in groups. Listen to the recording of text C. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. One of the students will be chosen to be the interpreter, and the others are expected to evaluate his or her performance with the peer assessment form. Text C.The primary goal of General Motors in China over the coming year is clear, to diversify and renew our line of products. We intend to cover the complete customer spectrum in China and meet worldwide standards with our new local products. GM's highlight at the Auto China 2005 is the market introduction of its latest SUV model. It marks the beginning of the process of product renewal and expansion at GM China.The new SUV model in its long version was especially developed for the requirements of the Chinese market. As the buying power of Chinese households increases and the costs associated with car ownership decrease, we're observing a rise in the number of private customers. Private customers today account for approximately 30% of automobile buyers in China. In the years to come, private customers will make up over half of the market.Meeting this growing private demand is a priority for GM. This year, GM will introduce a so-called Driving Fun campaign in China that meets the requirements of families for modern, yet affordable and reliable passenger cars.
On a foundation of seeking a win-win situation for both GM and its business partners in China, we developed a strategic roadmap comprised of five principles.
These five principles govern all we do in China.First, we are committed to investing in China for the long term. Second, that commitment means we will bring state-of-the-art technology to China and establish transfer and training programs to keep the technology current. Third, GM China fosters local management, talent, and know-how. Fourth, we will develop both complete vehicles and components in China. Fifth, GM will help to integrate its Chinese partners into the world market.Actions speak louder than words, and we're doing more in China in the future than we ever have. Listen to the recording of an interpreted version of text C and check your interpretation with the target texts in the recording. The primary goal of General Motors in China over the coming year is clear, to diversify and renew our line of products.We intend to cover the complete customer spectrum in China and meet worldwide standards with our new local products.
在未来几年中，通用汽车在中国的发展目标是明确的，那就是更新我们的产品系列，并使它们多样化。我们将涵盖中国所有的消费层面，并使我们本地化的产品达到世界标准。
GM's highlight at the Auto China 2005 is the market introduction of its latest SUV model. It marks the beginning of the process of product renewal and expansion at GM China. The new SUV model in its long version was especially developed for the requirements of the Chinese market.
在2005年中国汽车展中，我们的重点是向市场推出我们最新的 SUV 样车，这标志着中国通用汽车产品的新一轮的更新和扩张的开始。这款新的 SUV 样车，从长远来看，是专为中国市场设计的产品。
As the buying power of Chinese households increases and the costs associated with car ownership decrease, we're observing a rise in the number of private customers. Private customers today account for approximately 30% of automobile buyers in China. In the years to come, private customers will make up over half of the market. Meeting this growing private demand is a priority for GM. This year, GM will introduce a so-called Driving Fun campaign in China that meets the requirements of families for modern, yet affordable and reliable passenger cars.
随着中国家庭购买力的增加，以及拥有汽车成本的下降，我们注意到私家车消费者正在日益增加。目前，他们约占中国汽车买家的30%。在不久的将来，私家车消费者将占汽车市场的半数以上。满足这方面的需求是通用汽车在中国的首选。在年内，我们会推出驾车乐趣的活动，以满足中国家庭对于现代化、价格优惠和性能可靠的家用轿车的需求。
On a foundation of seeking a win-win situation for both GM and its business partners in China, we developed a strategic roadmap comprised of 5 principles.
These 5 principles govern all we do in China. First, we are committed to investing in China for the long term. Second, that commitment means we will bring state-of-the-art technology to China and establish transfer and training programs to keep the technology current. Third, GM China fosters local management, talent, and know-how. Fourth, we will develop both complete vehicles and components in China. Fifth, GM will help to integrate its Chinese partners into the world market. Actions speak louder than words.And we're doing more in China in the future than we ever have.
在寻求中国和通用汽车公司的双赢商务战略的基础上，我们在中国制定了一个包含五项原则的战略路线图。这五个原则统辖我们在中国的商务行动。第一，我们致力于在中国的长期投资。第二，长期投资的承诺意味着我们会把最先进的技术带入中国。要建立技术转让和培训项目，使技术保持先进水平。第三，通用中国汽车公司要加强管理、人才和技术的本地化。第四，我们在中国既生产整车又生产零部件。第五，通用汽车将帮助其中国合作伙伴融入国际市场。行动胜于雄辩，我们在未来将比以往做得更好。
Supplementary exercises. Listen to the recording of text D. Take some notes while listening. Interpret the text with the help of your notes. Text D.
The world economy has undergone a profound structural transformation in the last decade and a half. The information technology revolution has expanded well beyond the cutting-edge high-tech sector.It has shaken the very foundations of the old industrial and occupational order, redefined the rules of entrepreneurship and competition, and created an increasingly global marketplace for a myriad of new goods and services. In short, a new economy has emerged. This new economy is a knowledge and idea-based economy, where the key to higher standards of living and job creation is the extent to which innovative ideas and technologies are embedded in services, products, and manufacturing processes. It's an economy where risk, uncertainty, and constant change are the rule rather than the exception. It's an economy where hierarchical organizations are being replaced by networked learning organizations.But most importantly, the new economy is a progressive force for increased productivity and higher incomes, more knowledge-based jobs, greater dignity and autonomy for workers, an expanded number of stockholders, and greater access to information by citizens.